As an adult, having an everyday job feels easier when you have someone you can depend on. Good thing Globe Prepaid offers Go Plus promos where you can choose the data that you want, and with Go Plus 99 Go Work promo, accomplishing all your work tasks becomes so much easier. With a total of 16 gig of data, you can now have 8 gig of data for all sites to do what you need to do, and 8 gig of data for apps that you love through Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 with Go Work promo. On top of that, you can also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app, GCash, or dial *143 # on your phone to access all the apps that you would need to make your work life more efficient. Start your working hours with enthusiasm and end it with efficiency with Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 Go Work.
Podcast Network Asia.
Sometimes with the speakers talking about failure and everything else, and it's well meant, they want to encourage people, but we also have to understand sometimes failure is overrated.
Welcome back to Mishconceptions. We are down to the last month of the year. Christmas is near as we look back to how 2021 was for us. I'm sure we'll be reminded of our wins and also our failures. And the latter is what we want to tackle today. While it sounds like a bad thing, failure is, whether we like it or not, a huge part of our growth and our being. We often hear the failure helps us, you know, learn and be a better version of ourselves. Easier said than done, of course. If you keep failing, you know, it also makes you rethink things. You also start doubting yourself, etc. Well, today, we will talk about how vital failures are in our life and how we should deal with it and how we can make use of it as to our advantage as we fail forward. Our guest today needs no introduction as he is a legend and is one of the most respected business speakers in our country. He's also the president of Success Options Inc. and a director of Inspire Leadership Consultancy. Lately, he also has his own podcast, Inspiring Excellence. So let us all get inspired by his excellence today. Hello, Mr. Francisco.
Hello, Misha. Happy to have you invited me. So it's a great pleasure to be with you this morning.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I know you're very busy and your schedule is so packed. So I'll dive right into it. You know, since this is a misconception podcast, I always ask, you know, what is a common misconception? In this case, our topic is about failure or failing for you.
Okay. That's a very great question, because as a matter of fact, I'm going to take a different route talking about misconceptions. Most people know that failure and success is part of the same equation. You're not going to be successful unless you have experienced some failures in the past. So most people know that. The misconception now is sometimes with the speakers talking about failure and everything else, and it's well meant. They want to encourage people, but we also have to understand that sometimes failure is overrated. And let me explain what I'm talking about. We always say, fail faster, succeed sooner. Now, as a business person myself, you don't enter business or enter career to fail so you can succeed faster. That's a misconception. And so when people begin to think that way, because it's not fully explained, some people are going to be afraid to take risks because, you know, it's part of what I have heard. I have to fail faster so I can succeed sooner. That's not the point. The thing to understand is, if you want to achieve success in life, it always entails a process. And then making mistakes, our expectancies not being fulfilled, we may label it under failure. But later on, as we progress, I'm going to have a better substitution for that word.
Definitely. Long answer. No, it's very nice. And it's a very direct answer, to be honest. And maybe we can move on to, you know, are there different kinds of failure? Or when is it okay to fail?
There are different kinds of failures. which I would like to temporarily substitute it with mistakes. So, one is what I call the learning mistakes. These are the mistakes that you incur, you experience, and then it's going to give you some bad feelings because nobody wants that to happen. But you take the time, calm your nerves, reflect upon it. Which part did I do wrong? Or what was it that I failed to do or what I did that caused me to commit this mistake? So that's one kind of mistake. The other kind is what I will call stupid mistakes. These are the same mistakes you have encountered in the past. You never learn from it. So you keep on repeating the same mistakes. You're not growing. You're not learning. You're just inflicting more harm to yourself. And because this is going to reflect on your track record of performance, and you will just delay your getting there to where you want to be as far as your success goals are concerned. Yeah.
Thank you so much, you know, for sharing those different kinds. Because, you know, maybe ako lang, but, you know, when growing up, whenever I hear the word nga failure or mistakes, it's always so negative, no? Parang, oh, bawal kang magkamali, bawal kang mag, you know, you can't fail, you have to keep succeeding. But, you know, growing up, you tend to experience a lot of things along the way, and then you realize, okay din pala, it's okay. Because those are part of our lives, right? And
as a matter of fact, based on what you have just shared, this is the word I would like to substitute for the word failure or even mistakes. If you have committed mistakes in the past and you feel like you have failed, but you learn from it, you rectify the mistake, and then you become better in terms of knowledge, wisdom, mm-hmm. and experience, that word failure now has to be crossed out and you substitute the word tuition.
Wow.
You just invested in it. Right.
Correct. I like that word that you've substituted it with. Totoo naman eh. A lot of the things that we learn, it's just really charged to experience, charged to a tuition for us to learn from that experience. No, you know, growing up, I've really admired your work, and I've attended your talks as well. And I know you're such a successful person, but I'm sure you've also failed a few times as well. Maybe if you don't mind, can you share about an experience that has helped you grow? And it became that tuition or learning experience for you.
Well, I think everybody's not spared from two kinds of challenges that can lead us to experiencing failures or mistakes in life. One is from external sources. So I have had, you know, the external sources would come in the form of people you've trusted, you've loved, you've given your life to, serving them, helping them. Only one day to betray your trust.
Yeah.
So those are external sources. And then internally, this is whatever it is. I mean, we can talk about the pandemic. We can talk about the recession. We can talk about these guys inflicting harm on you. And by the way, usually my observation is that the people who betray your trust will also be the same people who will go out on the crusade to demean you and to spread some negative information against you. So I've had all of those things. But mostly, all of those external sources that gives us challenges will now lead us to the bigger, more important thing about our internal challenge. The internal challenge now is, how am I going to take it? Am I going to be bitter because these guys betrayed my trust? So I'm going to form an entire workable military strategy on how to hit them back and maybe recover some of my losses? Or am I going to just stop trusting people? Or am I going to be just feeling like nothing's going to happen? You know, the economy is locked down and here comes another variant for the virus and everything else. But those are the things that will define whether we can go on or not. So the idea here now is this. I have had certain things where in the business that I started with my partners really was taken away from me, leaving me with not a single cent. That was bad. And that gave me a great sense of fear because my kids were still growing up. Yeah. But internally, I realized that the way I'm going to handle this will form the narrative and the legacy I'm going to pass on to them, because you don't have any guarantee. They're going to be having their own challenges as well. Correct. And I had a very prayerful wife who kept on reminding me Don't take revenge, sweetheart. Revenge is God's business. And if you want to do that, it's going to blind you from opportunities that will begin to open up. So that's one part. The other part is, how am I going to trust people? This guy start with, I want you to mentor me, Francis, because I also want to be a speaker, and I'd love to handle your business. And then later on, only to run away with my business, sabotage the business, build my database with them. They bring it with them and support them. So am I going to stop trusting people? No, you don't. As a matter of fact, all the lessons that I have learned from both these experiences lead me to the conclusion of learning, which is trust, but verify. That's my fault. I trusted, I never monitored, I never verified, and that led me to the experiences I had. But the recovery now brings us to mind one of the most legendary motivational speakers, Zig Ziglar, who would say, life, success, career, and everything is not a matter of how far you will go. It's always a question of how high you can bounce back.
Yeah. Truly inspiring. That's really true. A lot of the things that, you know, when we experience that, when we fail, when we fall down, we really have to rise up. We really have to pick up from there and just, you know, like what you said, how high can we bounce back from that particular experience or from that particular failure? And that's really one way, you know, how our listeners could approach failure when they do experience that. But of course, when we fail, we often get discouraged as well. Like what you said, sometimes it's a good thing you were able to say that, you know, no, I am still going to trust people, but this is what I'm going to be doing moving forward. But for some people who constantly failed, or for them kept trying, but they still don't get the results that they want to do, sometimes we get afraid, right? Even personally, when I keep doing something and I end up failing, I start getting afraid to either one, start something because I'm afraid to fail, or secondly, I just feel like, you know, I keep doing the same thing, but I don't get anything out of it. Worst of all, we even start doubting ourselves, right? What is your advice to those listeners who are afraid to fail and not be able to start on something?
I think that's a great question, Mish. And it brings us to a part wherein a lot of speakers fail to explain. And being in business, we have a deeper understanding on how to deal with failures. Just to give you an example, I used to be involved with the garments industry. And every time I introduce, let's say, 10 styles into the market, I would expect about 7 or 8 styles to fail. But the 2 designs that sell very well is not just more than enough to recover my losses, but it gives me a little margin of profitability. So when people ask me, what's your business, Francis? Are you manufacturing jeans and jackets and shirts? I said, no. My business is I'm managing failure. So with that understanding, we need to realize an important dynamics that operate in every person's life, no one exempted. Maybe without understanding this one, that's why we don't really, you know, we admire speakers talking about things like this, but deep inside us, we have our doubts. Here's the key. Every failure entails a loss. And every time we feel a loss, it is but natural that we will have to grieve. We lose loved ones, we lose something, we have to go through the grieving process. And as the famous psychologist will say, there are initially 4 stages of grieving. Number one is the shock, of course. And the first one would be denial. The first one is denial. No, this is not happening. Maybe it's a mistake. The second one would be bargaining. Maybe we can recover from this. Maybe it's not a total loss. Number three will be anger. So why is this thing happening to me? I mean, I've given my life to all of this, and then only to experience this one. I don't deserve this life. It's unfair. Now, that was very crucial, because if you stay too long there, it will make your recovery longer and harder. Number four now is acceptance. Acceptance into saying, this thing has already happened. Now that I've accepted it, now it entails a choice. Am I going to benefit from all of this and then move forward? And then make it an investment from the experience, or am I going to shrink away now from taking risks because I don't want to put myself in a similar situation?
Yeah.
Guess what? If that second choice is preferred, you have just wasted the failure. The investment was there, but you're not going to learn anything.
Correct. I guess that's one of, I guess, a mistake that's being done by people when they fail. Would you recall, or can you share other experiences or other common mistakes that people do when they fail?
The number one culprit there is always emotional intelligence. How do we manage our emotions and mood? And every time we're caught right smack in the middle of a unpleasant experience, we always feel like the whole world is caving in on me,
and
there's no place to go. The future looks so bleak. This is why I would recommend that we should always have a circle of trusted, experienced, wise friends, so that you can always give them a call for help.
Yes.
I think I'm very effective with giving advice, right,
Mish? You are.
But here's the problem. When I myself is in the middle of a situation, I wouldn't know how to think. Because when the emotions go into overdrive and overcharge, the rational thinking is affected.
Yes.
So that's when I pull out my smartphone and I'm going to call up this business person, this wise person, and say, hey, help. This is my situation. What would you do if you were in my situation? Those are extremely important things that we have to do. And of course, for me, my lifeline is actually not disguise, but prayer. Prayer affords me to calm down. Prayer affords me to focus on, hey, this is something beyond my control, but there's always someone who is in full control. What is he teaching me in the process? And then pick up the pieces, remove the dust off from your body, and then move on. So that's how I would like to suggest people to do so.
Do you work more than 8 hours a day? With meetings from day and night? Well, Glo Prepaid has got your back. With Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99, for just 99 pesos, you can now work from Monday to Sunday with ease. Break free from your stress and start working efficiently as you utilize all the apps that you need to make your work more efficient. With a total of 16 gig of data, you can now have 8 gig of all sites to do what you need and 8 gig of data for apps that you love through Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 with Go Work promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app, GCash, or dial *143# hashtag on your phone to access all the apps that you would need to make your work life more efficient. With Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 and other Go Plus offers, you can break free and be your own boss.
That's really nice that you were able to share that. That's actually what I'm curious about. You know, you always give advice. Your advice was so super effective. And every time I listen to you, I always get a different perspective, you know, when you give your advice. And I got curious nga, like, what if you're the one experiencing that? What do you do? And it's good that you were able to share that, because it happens, right? Sometimes we are good at giving advice to other people, because at the end of the day, that's what we see from our perspective, from an outsider perspective. But when it's us, ang hirap. Definitely.
And Mish, you just hit it right on top of, you just hit the target, which I'm going to say. Because I've lost my business, because I did not verify, and I went through that lowest point in my life, I remembered assembling one of my kids in our room saying that, you know, it's dad's mistake. We've lost the business, but it's okay because my job is to protect their level of confidence. And I say, it's okay. Mommy is a great saver, even though your dad is a big spender. And we still have, but when we go to the point wherein we will have, you will hear dad say, tighten your belt. Please do not be upset. Understand that this is a situation we're going through, but we have a God bigger than our problem. And then For after a little while, things began to happen. Had I not left that garments industry, and they are a sunset industry now, right?
Yes.
Had I not left that industry, I would not be going into this consultancy and training business. So here's one step I like people to know. You incur the mistake, you experience a failure, you learn from it, you recover now, and then you move forward. That's not the end of the story. There's another step you need to do. You need to look back now and figure out what was the entire story all about? What was the plot? And this is the plot that I have discovered. Just when things seem to be falling apart, that may be the inflection point wherein God is putting the pieces in its rightful place. And that's exactly what I have experienced together with a lot of other business friends I know who have gone through the same experience as well.
That's really good. Oftentimes, I realize this along the way, you know, growing up and going into business on some cases, and even like working in corporate. Oftentimes, our rejections are actually redirections, right? Where I am in my career now was not something I imagined I would be in back when I was in college. But things just went along, and then I just, you know, went along with it. And currently, I would like to say I'm very happy on where I am right now. But again, it's not something we could plan. A lot of the things, we just get steered just because of those times that we either failed or we either made a mistake. Or maybe we just got rejected. That's just really how, you know, things are and the reality of life. And the way we manage it is what's important, you know, how we were able to spin that story, how we're able to recognize and accept our emotions that, you know, failures hurt, but at least in the first instance, because we're human. And we need to accept that, not to make it personal. And, you know, not to worry what other people are thinking as well. Really just take the right amount of responsibility and use our failure to improve. Right?
That's true. That's true. Yeah. And you said something that is crucial as well. To my regret, why did I not mention this? So, what you said is, oftentimes, we are tormented by failures or mistakes because of the constant fear about what are people going to say?
Yes.
What would they think about me? And this is what I've learned all throughout my life. I think it's not very common for people who have experienced what I have experienced when the whole country seems to be bashing you in social media. And I have had that, right? And so I just reminded myself and say, other people's opinions are really what they are. Mm. Opinions. But they don't define me. What is important is what God has to say about me and what my family perceives or receives me to be. So that is extremely important for us to keep faith and to stay grounded and not to be swayed to and fro by every opinion that you hear. And the secret that I did with all those bashing coming in one time, because I was a victim of fake news. The most practical advice I have learned at that time is, I didn't read them.
Yes.
Stop reading them. Yes. And that gave me peace, right?
That's true. You know, that's true. Yeah. It's up to our control whether we want to read them or not. And I also live by that, you know, control for myself. Like if I feel like this is not going to give me any positive emotion or this is going to, you know, derail my emotions for the day, sometimes I tend to like veer away from it. It really helps. And eventually you realize maybe you really did not need to see those things, right? So all those things.
Yeah.
It's really important too that when we fail forward. You know, it's really purposely and deliberately using failure for success. For us, it's also a conscious process that, you know, requires us to give up those obsessive need to be perfect. Sometimes ganun talaga, we really want to be perfect, but life is not perfect, and so are we. We just really need to accept that. And when we try to be perfect, we limit our ability to grow, you know, because we stay in our comfort zone and avoid, you know, healthy risks, right? I guess my last question would be, what is your final advice to our listeners on how to make use of their failures, their mistakes, or this tuition that they have to succeed?
I am in a very unique position right now because of my leadership training all over the place.
Yes.
I cover a lot of industry clients, to which banking, manufacturing, pharmaceutical, IT, BPO, and support. I'm in a very unique position of training people, both from the baby boomer side, to which I belong. I'm senior citizen now, to the Gen X, to the millennials, and now. I still communicate with Gen Z.
Yes.
So if it's the millennials crowd, my advice right now is the pandemic has eradicated YOLO from your mentality, I hope.
Yes.
The pandemic has removed FOMO, and then the pandemic probably has replaced both with JOMO. That means the joy of missing out, right?
Mm.
And secondly, you millennials, you are now entering another phase of your life. You are now maturing. And that's my way of saying the millennials are getting old, all right? Welcome to the club. So I'm happy to have you. And then I would like to say that you are now in strategic positions of leadership.
Correct.
And so the way you handle challenges now will truly define the direction and the speed of getting to the place where you want to be. So I would like to suggest for the millennials that you have to learn how to master your moods and emotions. Mm. You have to collectively recall the experiences you have had, journalize it, and then based from it, it becomes a sort of your instructional manual to make you move forward, because whether you like it or not, you're going to be having challenges as well. Now, for the Generation Z, my goodness, you have to increase your emotional intelligence. I would like to advise you that whenever you open social media and you open YouTube and you begin to see a prince and a princess complaining about how hard their life is and they need to be to survive and to be happy, that's not the norm.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine how many people are suffering in poverty and yet they are bright and happy? That is not the norm. When you begin to see personalities, either in athletics or in showbiz, complaining about how hard it is for them to maintain their mental equilibrium, that's not the norm. While you see those famous figures expressing why they cannot enter this particular tournament, or why in temper tantrums they're smashing the racket on the floor, that's not normal, right?
Yeah.
While there are legitimate cases of medical conditions that they need to seek professional help, that's not going to be expected from you.
Yeah.
If you are Gen Z, you have to look at the model of Leila Annie Fernandez and Emma. These are now the top Gen Z with mental toughness and resilience who are out there to win.
Yes.
And they can face all the challenges that life can offer, and you can too. Because Gen Z, your life is going to be a lot more challenging. Unlike the millennials who grew up in a rosy and bright economy, you will now have to manage yourself so well, take failure and challenges without allowing your emotions to take the most out of you, and to have developed that mental toughness and resilience, because the future is where you're going to be. Most major innovations and entrepreneurship will come from you. So
yes,
that's the bright side of where you will be, provided you know how to handle yourself now. So that's my advice for you guys.
Thank you so much. It's nice that you pointed out, you know, there are different generations, and truly it's really admirable that you can still, you know, communicate to us millennials and Gen Zs right now. The workplace is indeed, three, four generations worth of different kinds of workforce. And it's really a challenge to, you know, deal with different generations as well, because each generation obviously has a different background as well. But thank you for sharing that and for giving us an advice on that. That's it. I mean, anything you want to promote, anything that you want to share to our listeners?
Well, I just want to thank you for featuring me in your episode. And I'm now beginning to enjoy having my own podcast also with PNA.
Yeah.
It's entitled Inspiring Excellence. I've had a lot of requests in the past, but I never got around to doing it because number one, I felt like I'm not able to do it competently. So I would prefer not to touch it if I can't deliver a body of excellence.
Yes.
But I've got the materials and I've got the contents. And now here comes our platform. I mean, they're doing an excellent job. They yes. did it so well. And we just released my first few episodes yes. last week, and I've had these good developments that it has entertained very good positive feedback. So now I'm able to spread the news and encouragement to a lot more people out there.
Correct.
And thank you for having me, Mish, and this is one of them. So thank you, and
thank
I appreciate
you so much.
That's it for today's episode of Mishconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online and with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Mishconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Mishconceptions. See you in the next!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.